side. Again, that was for third place. But we're getting ready to bring you a couple of championship games as both of Mount Holmes teams will be in action. We welcome you into the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. At Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic, when it feels like home, it heals like home. And we'll be starting with the boys' portion of our doubleheader as Mount Home is going to be playing Farmington this afternoon. This is actually a team that we're going to be facing three times now this year, Brad.
Yeah, it's a conference game. You very rarely get to see this in the in preseason. You usually try to stay away from tournaments where you're playing people in conference because you're going to get to see everything. But, I mean, it's one of those games you're going to know what's going on about each team. They both know each other very well, and it's one of those ones that it's just kind of a – I don't think you're going to see us run everything. I don't think you'll see them run everything. It's just going to be a fun basketball.
Absolutely. Mount Home coming into this game, I tell you, speaking of fun, it's really been a fun tournament this week.
It's been awesome. Good teams that are here. Seeing the Pierce Ferry Westside team getting the third place trophy right now. And, you know, their girls team's really good. I think they're 22-3 or something, 23-3 now. Yeah. Just beat Cabot, a 6A school. That on the girls side and the boys side. Man, we had a buzzer beater flipping.
Yeah.
Beat Greene County Tech as Hudson Lindsay turned and threw a ball in from the right corner that just went down and sent this place into a frenzy. It was pretty awesome. And it's been an awesome tournament here. Appreciate Atlas Asphalt and their sponsorship to keep this tournament alive and well.
Absolutely. Mount Home coming into this game with a record of 10-5. Mount Home went to the double digits in the win column last night after a very good victory over Greene County Tech.
Oh, it was an awesome victory, especially going over to their place and just getting dominated the way that we did and beat. I talked to Coach Fulcher a little bit today, and, man, I just told him, I think that I might be, I don't even know that I was there, but there was not a lot of people who thought we would be at 10 wins at this point in the season with this boys team. And the coaching job that he has done to get us where we are, we've lost so much senior leadership, lost some bigs. We're basically five guards. And here we are, 10-5, and playing great basketball.
You know, you give a lot of credit to the job that Josh Fulcher and Brad Morris are doing, but you also got to give a lot of credit to these guys that are going and suiting up every day, too.
Yeah, I agree, 100%.
As for Farmington, they are currently 13-3 on the season. They come into this game following their win over Flippin 75-47 in the first semifinal yesterday. You know, we knew this was going to be a Farmington team that's going to be tough. I tell you, Johnny Taylor, he really does a good job with this bunch.
Yeah, he does an awesome job. It's transfer U. Can we call him that?
Yeah,
they get transfers. I mean,
yeah.
They got two starters that were starters at Fayetteville last year. The girls get transferred. Farmington's in the ideal position geographically, right there in between, right off of Fayetteville, on the west side over there, about 10 miles. And any players that go to other schools, and they can come to Farmington, and they can play, and they can compete. And you see that in the boys and girls, but he's got some transfers. He's got his son. He lost his son last year, Lane Taylor, who really made him go. It's a different-looking team this year, but he has another son, Press Taylor. Press is his son that starts. He's a freshman, but he's got size. He's got everything over there.
You mentioned Lane Taylor, and he's really done a good job this year at UCA.
He's done awesome. They played the Hogs, and he had a really good game against the Hogs.
But I'll tell you what, someone who was cheering for Mount Home, I'd be lying if I said I'm glad he's not here because he scored 50 on us last year.
He went off on us last year.
Yep. We're going to take a break. We're going to have more of the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show in just a moment at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. When it feels like home, it heals like home. We'll be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., they make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Hi, it's Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on January 3rd at 8 a.m. 2025 brings new trends, and our special guests will share what is hot for the year in skincare, nutrition, fitness, and more. Come to our location next to Hickory Park to network with your neighbors and enjoy a cup of coffee from Cove. All are welcome to share about their business, organization, and upcoming events. Hope to see you Friday morning, January 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass, as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots, to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you've got options to help your healing and get back in action.
I'm Dr. Jason McConnell, and we know that many injuries don't require surgery. By setting the right action plan, we can help athletes of all ages to work through and recover from injuries. That's incredibly rewarding. Dr. Rawls, Dr. Nick Souter, and I will provide quality care in an expedient fashion.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
And we welcome you back to the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. When it feels like home, it heals like home. Mount Holmes boys are getting ready to play Farmington here in the championship game of the Atlas Asphalt Basketball Tournament. Going over some of the other scores from the boys' side of the bracket. Again, flipping. I'll tell you what, I'll just say this. If you told me before this tournament that Greene County Tech would have 2 losses in, I would have said no way.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, Mountain Home gave them a great game. I thought that they could. They had some players injured and were out in that final game, but Flippin played awesome. I think Greene County Tech started that game like 18-6.
Oh, yeah.
Flippin did an excellent job battling back and just came back, battled back, and sent it to overtime and gave them a free throw game. And really, Flippin had it down too, and just an awesome shot by Hudson Lindsay. I tell you, Hudson's a great kid. Couldn't happen to better kids. So proud of him.
Yeah, and Josh Robbins, he really does a good job with Flippin.
Yeah, he does.
And all the other games on the boys' side, Cotter ended up in eighth place in the tournament. They lost the seventh place game to Paragould, 73-33. And the fifth place game, it was Dumas over Rector by a count of 54-34. Over on the girls' side, there was Flippin finishing in sixth place as they fell to Dumas, 54-39. The seventh place game ended with Rector beating Paragould 54-50. And the game we just
50 points for Paragould. They scored 18 their first game, I think, and 19 their second game.
Wow.
And 37 points in 2 games and scored 50. What an outpouring there.
Man, that's...
They lost their coach, right?
Yeah. She got some legal trouble not too long ago. So, the game, again, right before ours was Grisbury Westside beating Cabot 60-51. Tell you what, Cab Westside's going to give a lot of teams trouble in Class 1A.
I will say, I haven't seen a lot of 1A talent. I will say, after what I saw today, Westside has to be the odds-on favorite to win 1A. I mean, they are just – they're good. They're deep. They are well-polished. They're rounded. They've got bigs. Number 23, what was her name? Let me try to find it. But she is just watching her play. She has a motor unlike any that I've seen. And she does an excellent job for them. Ashlyn Cossey. And, man, they got a long, tall guard, Addie Overturf, that's really good. Coach's daughter, 22, Kaylee Cornett, plays hard. And they're young. They only got two seniors. And so, man, Lainey Gentry, she's a sophomore. She was out there hitting it. They're good.
Yeah,
they're good.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take a look at tonight's this afternoon's starting lineup. So who we got, Brad?
Starting for Farmington tonight, number one, Eli Schwartzman. He was a transfer from Fayetteville. Maddox Teeter, number four. Teeter's a long, lanky. I got him listed at 6'4", or 6'7", I'm sorry. He's getting looks from Pitt State, from teams like that. They're looking at him to maybe go the next level. Ben Rockwell, number 24, Press Taylor, number 33, and Zach Miller, 34, is your rounding out your starting lineups. For your Mountain Home boys, Jackson Corp, 0, Rhett Gilbert, 22, Ryder McClain, number 4, Tyler Podwowski, 14, and Blaine Tate, number 2.
All right. So, by the way, one thing I almost forgot to mention, and next championship game will be coming up. Mountain Home Girls will be playing North Little Rock, and you know that's going to be a good tough matchup. That's a good way to prepare for conference.
Yeah, yes and no. It's a good team. It's a really good team that we're going to play. North Little Rock is a great team. They're 11-5, 6-18, beat a lot of teams. The style that they play, we won't see that style again. Maybe from a Russellville. Maybe.
Yeah.
They're a poor man's version of it, I guess, would say. They don't do as well as North Little Rock. But we won't see this style until state tournament. So it's a game that's a different style of play that we're used to, but a good game for the girls nonetheless.
Absolutely. Let's get the introduction to today's officials. Brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic, where when it feels like home, it heals like home. We've got Ryan Marsh, David Durham, and Kevin Simmons wearing the stripes this afternoon.
Marsh and Dunham were our officials last night, two of them.
Yeah. And, I tell you what, that's something else. I think for the most part, you know, every official's going to miss calls. But I think for the most part, the officials have done a good job in this tournament.
Yeah, they have. There's been some technicals handed out, I'll tell you that. But,
yeah,
they've been a good job. They've been consistent for sure.
Absolutely. Well, that is going to wrap up the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. We're going to take another break, come back, and have the opening tip-off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Farmington coming up next for the Boys Championship of the Atlas Asphalt Basketball Tournament. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Discover the